course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to those ends, it is the right of the people to alter it or abolish it, and to institute a new government laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem likely, most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to redesign under absolute despotism, it is their right. It is their right. It is their duty. It is their duty to throw off such government. The history of the present president of the United States is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has suspended the rights of American citizens to fundamental civil liberties. He has forgotten that the United States was founded on the proposition of the separation of church and state. He has encouraged torture and abuse and hatred. A president whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. We indict George W. Bush for befouling our country's name, for using the rhetoric of freedom to justify tyranny, for rigging the election process, for squandering a vast federal surplus while giving tax breaks to the rich, for forsaking the poor, for ignoring internal international agreements to protect the environment, for abandoning Alaska to the oil companies, for abandoning New Orleans, for depriving prisoners of the benefits of a trial by jury, for establishing secret prisons on foreign soil, for authorizing illegal eavesdropping and surveillance, for waging a war based on lies.